Our next item is subdivision 2005-72, Baywood LLC, as a preliminary.
This application has been deferred since October 12th. The record was left open for 15 days after receipt of comments from DelDOT in reference to the traffic impact study. The actual record was closed on December 1st of 2006. And we provided each of you with copies of all the comments from DelDOT and all the written comments received up until December 1st from an opposition.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-72 for Briarwood at Baywood based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the project is in an AR1 development in the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone. Clustering has been used to preserve wooded areas and a natural buffer next to the wetlands. And there are greenways and small park areas throughout the site. There are also sidewalks and walking, jogging, and bike trails promoting interconnectivity within the project. The items listed in 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. Four, the applicant has proposed 621 lots within the project. In response to the questioning during the public hearing, the developer has since applied for a conditional use for the equestrian center on the site. Because this has reduced the total acreage of the subdivision, the total number of lots will be reduced to 597. This is a permissible density within an AR1 subdivision on the land. Five, as part of the project, tree vegetation and soil removal will be minimal and enhanced through landscaping features. Six, the objectionable features, including homes next to neighboring properties or public roads, will be avoided or screened through the use of landscape berms. Seven, the lots will be served by central water and sewer. Eight, the site's design has a minimal impact on wetlands and no wetlands are included within any lots. Nine, the proposed subdivision meets the purposes and standards of the subdivision ordinance and it complies with the county's land use plan. 10, subject to DelDOT's approval, the project will provide safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the site and onto connecting roadways. All required upgrades to the area roadways will be at the applicant's expense. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 597 lots within the subdivision. This shall be phased with no more than 120 certificates of occupancy issued within any calendar year. B, the applicant shall be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, open space, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. Best management practices shall be used in the maintenance of the system. D, all entrances and roadway improvements shall comply with all DelDOT's requirements. E, street lighting shall be provided and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. F, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all streets within the subdivision. G, a school bus shelter shall be provided on the final site plan. The character and location of the shelter shall be coordinated with the local school district. No wetlands shall be included within any lot lines. The trees surrounding the wetland areas shall be preserved, and there shall be a 100-foot buffer from all wetlands. I, there shall be a 50-foot wooded buffer from all neighboring and adjacent properties. J, the project must be served by central water and sewer. K, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. L, recreational facilities, including a pool and clubhouse, tennis courts, and community center shall be completed within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit. M, agricultural buffers shall be provided as required by state and county requirements. N, as noted in the plus comments, the applicant is encouraged to relocate the stormwater management pond currently shown on the north side of Green Road to another location. This will help preserve additional trees and natural forest in this area. O, the agricultural use notice shall be included in the leases for lots. And P, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question?
Yes.
On number A, the first condition, in the past, we've had a little difficulty. It's easier to keep up with building permits than it is to keep up with certificate of occupancy. So if it would be 120 building permits, residential building permits, then that would...
Did I amend my motion to read 100?
It's easier to track for us.
Okay. Then I would amend my motion to cite that this shall be phased with no more than 120
residential
building permits issued within any calendar year.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-72 Baywood LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next